Hey there, beautiful souls. It's your girl Riley Hart back with another dose of healthy boundaries, protect your peace. You know that feeling when you trip over air, spill coffee on yourself, or just generally have one of those days where everything seems to go wrong? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon to navigating these moments with grace and ease? It's called self-compassion, and trust me, it's more powerful than you think. Today, we're diving deep into the art of practicing self-compassion in your daily life. Because let's face it, being kind to ourselves isn't always easy. We often get caught up in this whirlwind of expectations, comparing ourselves to others, and striving for perfection. But here's the truth. Perfection is a myth, and beating yourself up over every little mistake only steals your joy. Self-compassion is about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care that you would offer to a dear friend who's going through a tough time. So, how do we actually cultivate this magic? Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you sprinkle some self-love into your everyday life. Number 1. Recognize your inner critic. Ever notice that voice in your head that whispers negative things about yourself, like, you're not good enough, or, you should be doing better? That's your inner critic, and it's often louder than we realize. The first step to taming this beast is acknowledging its presence. Once you become aware of those critical thoughts, you can start to challenge them. Remember, those thoughts are just opinions, not facts. Number 2. Practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. When you catch yourself spiraling into negative self-talk, gently bring your focus back to the present moment. You can try simple mindfulness exercises like focusing on your breath or noticing the sights and sounds around you. It's like hitting the pause button on those mental rants and giving yourself a chance to breathe. Number 3. Talk to yourself with kindness. We wouldn't dream of speaking harshly to a friend who's struggling, right? So why do we often treat ourselves so differently? Make a conscious effort to use kind and compassionate language when you speak to yourself. Instead of saying, I messed up, try, that didn't go as planned, but it's okay. I can learn from this. Number 4. Remember that you are not alone. We all make mistakes, face challenges, and have moments of self-doubt. Knowing that everyone struggles is a powerful reminder that you're not defined by your imperfections. Connect with others who understand, whether it's through friends, family, or support groups. Sharing your experiences can help you feel less isolated and more empowered. Number 5. Celebrate your accomplishments, big and small. Take the time to acknowledge and appreciate your successes. It could be finishing a project, learning a new skill, or simply getting through a tough day. These small victories deserve to be celebrated. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're working on a super important presentation, and even though you've put in hours of prep, you totally blank during the Q&A. You feel your face flush, your heart races, and those pesky inner critics start whispering, "You're not good enough, what a disaster." But here's where self-compassion comes in. Instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral, you take a deep breath, remember that everyone has off days, and remind yourself that this one moment doesn't define your worth. You apologize for stumbling, refocus on the positive feedback you received, and vow to learn from the experience. See what I mean? Self-compassion isn't about ignoring your mistakes or pretending everything is perfect. It's about acknowledging them with kindness, learning from them, and moving forward with grace. So, remember, beautiful souls. Practice self-love like you would love a best friend. Be kind to yourself, forgive your imperfections, celebrate your wins, and embrace the journey. Because life's too short to be anything but kind to yourself. And before you head out there, I want to challenge you. Choose one thing from today's episode that resonates with you and commit to practicing it this week. Share your experiences on social media using hashtag Healthy Boundaries Podcast. Let's build a community of compassion together. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, you are worthy of love, kindness, and peace. Catch you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.